Let's just throw up this tweet from Michael Flynn earlier this year. It says fear of Muslims is rational. And there's a video and it says, please forward this to other people. You know, the truth fears no questions. What does this tell us about Donald Trump's worldview going forward?
Well, the fear is that this doubled down on his darker impulses about the Islamic world. Look, Michael Flynn, General Flynn, has made fair criticisms of how this administration dealt with the rising threat that became ISIS. But then you jump the shark into this kind of Islamophobia to indict, to say that, Islam is a political ideology, what he has said, and not a religion, to indict 4 billion Muslims around the globe. I mean, that's just short-sighted, ignorant thinking.
Jason, one more troubling thing that his Twitter feed reveals. He tweeted a fake news story that is so over the top, it's absurd. Let me read it to everybody. You decide. NYPD blows whistle on new Hillary emails, money laundering, sex crimes with children, etc. Must read! Exclamation point. This comes from a so clearly fake news site that there's a gullibility that this suggests that is troubling.
Let's put this in context. On Monday, President-elect Trump selected Steve Bannon to be his senior advisor, and this is someone who sympathizes with white nationalist groups, who are basically terrorist groups. And now he's got a national security advisor who has said that Muslims should be feared, who's made very, very aggressive statements about countries that we have to interact with across the globe, and who's also appeared on Russian television, state-sponsored Russian television. This is dangerous. And tweeting out fake news suggests to me that not only is he going to continue to spread the kind of violent rhetoric that he did throughout the campaign, he'll continue to do it once he's in office, once he's in a position of power. And that is dangerous for everyone in this country.